thousand years to tell a thousandth of an instant in your love. The greatest words I can imagine, just a fragment of a fraction of enough. Yes, my eyes look unto you, not on the body of this death. And in my weakness, Lord, I praise you with this frail and faltering breath. You are magnificent. You are so earthly, and this heart is so unworthy, sing your praise. Yet I know you're right here listening, as my eyes with tears are glistening, my hands are raised, and the feeling is breathtaking, as you lift me up to you. And the spirit's warm embracing electrifies me through and through. You are magnificent. You are
so magnificent. He is so glorious. I tell you, there is no one like the Lord. My heart is just thrilled to know him. My spirit is thrilled and it's jumping inside because I know Jesus. I mean, he is inside of me. He's inside of you if you know him today too. What a joy that is. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Thank you for that. We welcome you to the program here today. Here we are in a new month, June 3rd, 2022. This year is moving right along, and the enemy is trying to just really show off his ugly wares out there. But you know what? Jesus will have the last word, and we don't want to get overwhelmed with the enemy. We're going to get overwhelmed with the Lord and know that he will win, in spite of all this stuff going on out there, okay? But we'll share some news with you, some of the things going on here as we start the program, such as Pizza Hut promote drag queen books to the pre-kindergarten children. Yeah, that's disgusting, isn't it? About little children dressing up as drag queens. Yeah, the book is, that's the book of the week, as they have different books that they sponsor or whatever every week, I think. And so, yeah, that's, it's called something about big hits or something big. Anyway, whatever. That they're also a deceived corporation, obviously. A woman with a gun attending a graduation party in West Virginia is praised by a detective after she shot an attacker who opened fire toward the crowds of guests on Wednesday. Yeah, she shot the person, saving multiple lives. So, yeah, that's nice to see that a positive report, that all these negative reports about things with people shooting people. RU486 abortion pill has put five Ohio women in the hospital and caused 125 serious complications in 16 months in just one state alone. Okay? Serious complications. It's not safe to use the RU486, obviously. People are having difficulties with that. Of course, why would you want to use it anyway? As a Christian, you don't want to kill your baby. You want it to live. You want that child to live and repopulate the land. So, but anyway, yeah, we see the danger of what they're doing to killing babies. Never going to come out good. Okay. A recent expose revealed that the U.S. government buys aborted fresh flesh fetuses, in other words, ones that are almost born, but they abort them using taxpayer money, and does experiments on them. That's right. That's what they're doing. And they're spending as much as $12,000 per aborted child. No wonder Planned Parenthood gets so rich, right? They're using late-term babies who could have survived as preemies, but they don't allow them to survive because somebody wants to abort that child. Somebody wants to murder that child. Yeah, abort is not as serious a word as murder, but the fact of the matter, what it is what it is. It is murdering, doing away with a child that already has a spirit in them, that's already alive in there. Oh, my, how sick and sad it is. They're using them for drug testing and other things as well. And that is so sad to hear about that. We're losing the babies in the first place, and then that they're being used for experiments after they're aborted. 70 missing children, victims of sex trafficking and abuse, have been recovered in West Texas operation called Operation Lost Soul, according to Department of Homeland Security spokesman. It was a three-week operation in West Texas to recover these missing children. Yeah, children go missing all the time, and they end up being sex slaves and trafficked by sexual people in that business of promoting that and making money off of it. It's pretty sad. But these are the things that people full of a devil do, right? I mean, if you don't have Jesus, or if you're turned away from Jesus, then you're subject to do almost anything. And really, not almost, but anything. A high school in Chicago is implementing a race-based grading system to adjust classroom grading scale to account for skin color or ethnicity of its students. Oh, this is woke garbage, you know? Students, depending on their race, of course, will not be held accountable for, you know, misbehaving, for missing school, for failing to turn in assignments. Oh, well, you know, if you're a certain race or whatever, you don't have to, or color, you don't have to turn in your assignments. You're not going to be docked for it. And yet, you know, this talk about prejudice. This is prejudice here against whoever is the race or the ethnicity of the students who, you know. Come on now, what's going on here? That's stupid. It's a ridiculous world we're living in, okay, folks? We got to stand up and stand for righteousness. Don't be ashamed of Jesus. A new poll finds that two-thirds of American Christians don't even know any methods for telling other people about Jesus. You know, that's sad, you know? All you have to do is just get in there and say hello. You know, can I pray for you? Did you know that God so loved the world that he died for your sin? You don't have to have any great formula. You just go with the word and say, can I pray for you about whatever's going on in your life right now? I believe Jesus wants to touch you. I believe Jesus wants to save you. I mean, it's not complicated to be a witness. You know, I used to go door to door to witness. I used to go out to the mall and witness and just stop total strangers and begin to talk to them and just tell them things about Jesus. You know, the Bible says that the harvest is ripe, but the harvesters are few. So I believe that's even true today, right? Because we see that people are not sharing their faith. They don't know how they're afraid to. I think the devil keeps you afraid of people. Oh, they're going to reject me. Well, they're not rejecting you. They're rejecting Jesus. So you got to get over this self stuff that eats you up sometimes. That, oh, they're rejecting me. I don't want to be rejected. Well, no, you're telling them about Jesus. They're rejecting Jesus. It's about spiritual conflict. It's about spiritual warfare, friends. That's right. North Carolina preschool teacher resigns amid outcry after using a flashcard with a pregnant man on it. Really? Are you kidding me? preschool teacher? Why would preschool teachers trying to show that to preschool children that don't even need to be concerned with those sort of things at all right now? Hey, this evil person should resign and never get to teach again, period, right? Unless they get born again and change that woke theology stuff, that garbage. Oh, my. Well, you know, we know that we're all experiencing this. According to AAA, for the first time in history, United States history, gas prices are above $4 a gallon in all 50 states. According to a report by the AAA here that just come out. Well, that's, I was looking at something back under President Trump. It was a dollar something. I saw that on the internet. Really? This ought to tell you something, really. I mean, hello, something's wrong here. He's been shutting down pipelines. He's been shutting down all manner of things that produce fossil fuels, as they call it. Yeah. So, yeah, well, he's just not good for this country, as far as I'm concerned. I don't believe he is. And I'm praying that the Lord will bring in righteous government in America again and someone that will do America fear God. You know, they may not be a Christian, but if they have the fear of God and respect Christianity, that would mean a lot, folks. All right. Well, Biden fighting to make Americans mask up on planes again. So he doesn't want you flying unmasked. He wants you to be masked always, forever and ever. Yeah, Florida Post opening up for State Guard. And the Democrats are calling it a vigilante militia. But the governor of Florida, he has decided to have a civilian state response. What did he call it anyway? The civilian state guard. And they're now accepting applications for members and a director of a civilian state guard that Governor DeSantis said will help the state respond better to emergencies. Right. And so, of course, the Democrats don't want you to have anything like that. So he's saying, they're saying that it's a vigilante militia. Okay. Well, that's the news for today. And there's so much more, but, you know, that's not the primary focus of this program here. We're here to help you with your life, to bring deliverance to you, to bring truth to you, and to bless you in the name of Jesus, because we care about you, or we would do the program. So here we are with the Oasis Community Church broadcast tonight, ready to go. And I want to open up in prayer as we begin the program, because I wouldn't want to do anything without covering it with prayer. I realize sometimes you have to do things on the instant, but hopefully you've already been praying. And did you wake up every morning and pray, which I do, even though we have suffered some attacks today, just simply because we're going to do a program today and the enemy doesn't like it, and has some difficulty with my phone and difficulty with other things and getting things done. And there's definitely been attacks, and I'm sure that you experience attacks sometimes too. We all do get attacked by the enemy at times, but what do you do with it? Well, I rebuke the enemy. I pray in tongues and quote scripture and do what I need to do to deal with the enemy and his attack in the spirit and stop him, okay? And so it doesn't mean he always lets up at the first, or the first, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. You persist until things stop and things change, see? That's the key when you go into warfare. You persist until something changes. You persist until you break through and get the victory over the power of the enemy, the power of darkness. Amen. And what he's trying to do, what the demons and devils are trying to do, and fallen angels. All right. So Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. I thank you for every listener tonight, every precious one who listened to this program. I ask your blessing on their lives, Father, right now. I ask your divine direction over them, that they would know how to live at such a time as this. And Father, that you would order their steps and direct them in the way that you'd have them to go and to be in the places you'd have them to be. I want to thank you for these things, Father. I want to thank you for these precious people that listen regularly to this program. They are certainly special to me, Father, and I pray for them regularly. And Father, I thank you for each one and ask your blessing on their lives, Father. Prosper them. Keep them healthy, Father. We pray for their physical health, Father, that you would heal them if they're sick today. We pray you touch them in Jesus' name, Father. Touch their physical body. Let them recover all that the devil has stolen from them in Jesus' name. And may they all get very serious about their relationship with you, Father, and continue to deliver them from every wicked spirit, every evil work, all the powers of darkness, Father. And we thank you for that today. We thank you for this program tonight. We thank you for the victory over the enemy. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of Jesus covers us right now. We apply the precious blood over all of us right now in Jesus' name, over the program, over the equipment. I mean, we just had a terrible thunderstorm and rainstorm just not 30 minutes before the program started. Our electricity, I was blinking on and off, and Lord, I thank you that, Lord, that's over. I thank you that, Lord, the electricity's on, and we're able to be on the internet and function here for the program tonight. We give the glory for that as well, how the enemy came in, but he did not prevail. It's like he came out with the wind and the waves and the storm when Jesus was out on the water. He tried to stop Jesus from his mission and terrorize the apostles. But we rebuke the devourer. We rebuke Satan in Jesus' name and say, no, devil, you're not going to have your way. And Lord, we thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for victory in Jesus' name. We thank you that we're overcomers. We're end time overcomers. We're going to walk through these end times with the power of God. And the enemy will not prevail over any of us in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, that you're coming back soon, Lord. That this thing is not going to be a long, long, long time. You said a quick work, a short work will the Lord do on the earth. And that you would come back for the elect's sake. You wouldn't put it off for our sake. We are the elect of God. We are the chosen of the kingdom of God. So bless the program tonight. Bless the word to go forth tonight. Thank you for the fresh oil anointing from heaven, Lord, on me, Lord, to share these things, Father, that you have given me to share tonight. And so I thank you for working here. Thank you for deliverance after the program as we go into the time of deliverance. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in our lives. Father, we give you the praise and the glory tonight in Jesus' name. Everybody say amen. All right. A worm or a butterfly? You know, to partially obey God is still to disobey God. Did you know that? You know, a lot of people say, well, I'll do this much. I know God told me to do all this, but I'll just do this, and he'll be happy with me. He'll be satisfied. But, you know, one cannot partially obey God. It needs to be all, or it might as well be nothing. And, you know, God dealt with me recently about that, too. He said, you know, when you're going to do what I told you to do, you got to do what I tell you to do, right? And so, you know, I just have to be about the business of, you know, getting it done, right? And you can't not obey God when you know you need to do something and he tells you to do something. And you really, you know, what I'm finding out and what I have found out a long time ago, actually, and knew it, is that really he can't really move you on to the next thing. That he can't really tell you anything else until you've been obedient in the thing that he has told you to do, right? So if he told you something and then you're wondering why God is silent and you're not hearing anything, well, it's because you haven't dealt with what he told you. And so I just can't stress how important that is. It is very important. Let's go to read a scripture as we start out tonight. First Samuel 15. A lot of people just want to move on, but really, if you're not obeying God and what he has told you, don't be expecting he's going to tell you a whole lot more. I mean, he may tell you some things, but not pertaining to whatever area that was in. 1 Samuel 15:2, thus saith the Lord of hosts, I remember that which Amalek did to Israel and how he laid wait for him in the way when he came up from Egypt. Now go and smite Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have and spare them not, but slay both man and woman and infant and suckling. That means even the little suckling child that's still on their mother's breast drinking milk. Oh my, ox and sheep and camel and ass. So, you know, that's what God told King Saul to do. Was he obedient totally? No, he didn't. But that's what God told King Saul, to totally destroy the Amalekites, all of them. And yet King Saul refused to obey all of what God said. Because of that, slid backwards into four things. What did he slide into? And this is what a lot of Christians slide into. And not every time they don't obey, but sometimes they do. And these four things are disobedience, rebellion, stubbornness, and deception. And they all can be spirits as well. See, he had become prideful, and therefore he was no longer pliable in the hand of the Lord. And we don't want to ever get where we're not pliable in the hand of the Lord. You know, if he says this demon needs to go, this demon needs to go. Right? If he puts his hand on, well, yeah, well, I don't see that. Well, hey, if Jesus sees it and Jesus says it, it doesn't matter what we see. We can say, I don't see it all day long, but if Jesus said, this demon needs to go. Maybe you need to think that maybe I have that demon and maybe it does need to go, right? Most likely, because, you know, God is accurate. He is, and we're not always accurate, are we? Right. So he's become prideful and he wasn't pliable. 1 Samuel 15:13, let's read on here. And Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said unto him, blessed be thou of the Lord. I have performed the commandment of the Lord. See, he was even lying to the prophet Samuel. And Samuel said, what meaneth then the bleating of the sheep in my ears and the lowing of the oxen which I hear? And Saul said, oh, they have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spared the best of the sheep and of the oxen to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God, and the rest we have utterly destroyed. And then Samuel said unto Saul, stay, and I will tell thee what the Lord has said to me this night. And he said unto him, say on. And Samuel said, when thou wast little in thine own sight, in other words, when you wasn't prideful, Wast thou not made the head of the tribes of Israel? The Lord anointed thee king over Israel. And the Lord set thee on a journey and said, go and utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they be consumed. Wherefore then didst thou not obey the voice of the Lord, but did fly upon the spoil, and did evil in the sight of the Lord? And Saul said unto Samuel, yes, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord, and have gone the way which the Lord sent me, and have brought Agag, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took of the spoil, sheep and oxen. Now he's trying to blame somebody else. But he was the king. He was in authority. He could have stopped the people from doing all that. But he's just trying to blame it on the people now. And the chief of things which should have been utterly destroyed to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in Gilgal. And Samuel said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifice as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. And because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected thee from being king. Man, that's how serious it is. Wow, that's pretty heavy stuff there, man. He blamed others, and yet he claimed he obeyed God when he was the king, and it was all on him. You know, if God tells the leader something, he needs to see that it's carried out, right? Yeah. And the Amalekite speaks of everything that is carnal, fleshly. That's because that's what it was, the carnal, the fleshly, the worldly, the natural, the unclean, the idol worshipers, the attributes and ways of the old nature, not the new creation in Christ. This is a type of that, the old nature. And see, as a new Christian or old, all of us are going to have to be submitted, yielded, and given to God. You know, we give to him the good and the bad, and he will resurrect what he chooses in the new creation nature. See? And really, he's only going to bring forth that which is of him. You know, empowered by the Holy Spirit, and he can't empower a lot of things by the Holy Spirit because they're from darkness, and he would not join himself to darkness. I mean, know that. Amen. So sometimes, though, that we are like Saul. He was not small in his own eyes any longer. He was in pride. And you, when you get that way, we hold on to what we think is good and what we think is right and what we feel good about, as we saw there in verse 9. But Saul and the people spared Agag, the best of the sheep and of the oxen. But notice it said Saul and the people, and here Saul was trying to put it off on the people. But that's not what happened. Saul and the people spared Agag the king, right, and the best of the sheep and of the oxen and of the fatling and the lambs and all that was good, and would not utterly destroy them, but everything that was vile and refused, that they destroyed utterly. But it looked like they were doing something good. And, you know, we might be doing something good. We did part of what God said, but then we didn't do the whole thing, so that's disobedience. Okay, Lord, I think you want all my bad habits, but Lord, you know, I'm going to save this, what I think is good, and I'm going to use it for you, Lord. Hallelujah. Really? That's not what he told you. See, this was Saul's excuse, and we saved the best for sacrificing to the Lord. Well, we've now played God when we decide what is good and what God wants when he told us something else. And we can't play God. God is going to be God, and we're not God. So we got to be wise in this area. You know, this is for your own benefit that I share this. The Bible says there is none good but God. And that's why we must submit even what we think is good to be crucified with Christ on the cross if he told us something different. And so God can bring forth only his good, which is himself. You know, he's going to bring forth that which is him. And that's really what we want, isn't it? We want what is Jesus to come forth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Saul said, I've done the commandment of God. And Samuel immediately said, why do I hear the bleating of sheep and the oxen over there? Yeah, many people come to church thinking and saying that they have done the commands of God. Yet the Holy Spirit says, if so, why are all those things still going on in your life? Why do you still have all these demons in there? Why is all this stuff going on there that shouldn't be going on? Remember, to partially obey God is still to disobey. And one of the symptoms of resistance to change is blaming other people. See, Paul blamed the people. You know, it's easy for us all to do that. I think we've all done that at times. We blame somebody else when we should be just looking at ourselves. It's everyone else's fault. Isn't that the way a lot of society does it today, especially with the wokeness going on? You know, I'm okay. Other people are causing me all my problems, all my frustration, my worries, my feelings of failure, my sin. I'm the victim. It's everybody else's fault. And when you blame everyone but yourself, it is a good sign something's wrong, right? You're now in self-deception. No, we just need to say, yeah, the buck stops here with me. I take responsibility. I was wrong, Lord, forgive me. See, it says in verse 23 again, for rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Stubbornness is resisting change. That's what it is. Pride and vanity are two things that contribute the most to stubbornness and refusal to change. Yeah, pride and vanity. God resists the proud, remember the scripture, and give grace to the humble. So we get in pride, we're in dangerous territory, aren't we? We need to resist pride too. Because God resists the proud, well, that should be a clue that, hey, maybe I ought to resist pride too. Maybe I ought to not give place to that pride too, you know? Amen. I mean, that's pretty obvious. Ephesians 4:17, this I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. See, before you were born again, what were you? I know what I was. I was alienated from God, and I was living in blindness, okay? And you may have said, I'm okay. I don't need God. I have this and that. I can do this. I could do that. That's the vanity of your own mind, the vanity and stubbornness of the mind, right? I mean, two signs of unbelievers. See, they don't have understanding, and they have blindness going on. And the Bible says the devil has blinded the eyes of them who don't believe. So if you're not a believer, he's blinded your eyes. The enemy caused you not. It takes a work of the Holy Spirit for you to see Jesus. It takes the work of the Holy Spirit to get saved. Because they're living in blindness and deception. Right? I mean, that's what the Word of God says, folks. And I tell you what, I don't live in that anymore, ever again. I don't want to be alienated from God. I'm not going to be. And we don't have to be. 2 Corinthians 4:4, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. So do you have a loved one that's not saved? Right now we bind those spirits that have blinded their eyes. And break the grip of those demons over them right now in the name of Jesus, to pray their eyes will be opened in Jesus' name. And I thank you that they will be able to see. We break the grip of those blindness spirits over their eyes so the Holy Spirit could minister to them and open their eyes of understanding to get saved. Thank you for that, Lord. See, we don't walk this way anymore, though, see, as a believer. See? We're not supposed to be walking that way. I mean, you could go back and revert to it. So check yourself. As you say, I can't see any place in my life where I need to change. What is that? That's vanity, right? So there may be some pride in there. If you say no more change or deliverance is needed in my life, that is definitely pride. I mean, we all need to recognize the fact that we all need more change and we all need more deliverance, folks. There's not a one of us that doesn't need more deliverance. There's not a one of us that doesn't need more change in our lives. Hallelujah. And I believe you know that, right? I know that. And idolatry is placing anyone or anything ahead of God in your life. It could be self, it could be husband, it could be wife, it could be children, it could be a job, it could be a church. Anything you put before God, you could be walking in idolatry. You need to check yourself. And one of the main reasons Christians are frustrated is that God is trying to change them and they are resisting it. Hello. So we are not unbelievers, so let's quit giving place to demons of blindness. Demons do have Christian blind today. No, that's a sad fact. I mean, in fact, it's possible that everyone has a blind spot or two or three of them. You ever been going through life and then just realized I didn't even see that? The eyes were suddenly open to see it. All these years I've gone through this thing blindly, not seeing, not able to see the thing. Really? I mean, these are just areas that demons have been successful in blinding people with all types of curses and embedded spirits and generational curses and open doors that they've had in their life where the things have moved in. You know, I've met too many believers over the years with, with spirits of blindness in some areas of their life. And so none of us are above this, okay? We need to seek the Lord to open the eyes of our understanding. So that which is not of him and not of him, that which is not of him and that which is not of him can be exposed, see? We need to always hate evil and darkness because the Bible commanded us to hate evil. And we need to live in the light. The world is blind, it's deceived, and living in darkness. How else could this woke demonic mentality come in and trick and deceive so many people to believe something so stupid as what they're believing? How else could the Green New Deal be propagated and received by people? I mean, you're just destroying your own self. I mean, how else could baby murdering become normal part of a society unless somebody's blind, somebody deceived, somebody listened to some voices that isn't the voice of God, that's for sure. Hey, I mean, killing off The future adults of a nation, that's what they're doing. There's no future without the children for the nation. Unless we're just going to take in all the illegals in the world or something and let them run the country because after they all die off, after everybody dies off, and illegals come in and run America. Yeah, because they aborted all the American children. There's nothing normal about men bearing babies and women showing pregnant men to their preschool children in school as part of their training and learning process, and cross-dressing and lusting after one another, women with women and men with men. I mean, if that isn't blindness, I don't know what it is. If that isn't living in darkness, I don't know what it is, because the Bible is the light. And the Bible says that living in men with men and women with women is an abomination. It's giving them over to a reprobate mind. I mean, people are greatly deceived today. You know, I mean, it's just pretty obvious. We don't have to look far. I'm just saying sometimes, where are the sane people? Thank God I know some sane people. I thank God for these people that are sane. Thank God these people, you're sane because they're following the Lord. Right? If you don't follow the Lord, you might as well be insane in a sense, because really you're following the devil by default. If you're not a child of God, then who are you a child of? Jesus said you're of your father, the devil. If you don't know Jesus, then who's your father? The Bible says they were of their father, the devil. That's not very nice to say, was it, of Jesus to say such a thing? But, and it probably insulted him, but it was the truth. And, you know, if we don't learn to speak the truth, then we're just going to try to butter up to everybody and compromise to get along with them. I mean, what good are we doing? What are we accomplishing here? People need to know the truth, right? Oh, absolutely. This is a time that the truth is a rare commodity. It needs to be shared more and more and more, and people need to get bold as lions with it too, you know. You know, too many have been going insane with the devil's lies out there. We've been watching their sanity just increasing over the last 2 years or so. And we must not only hate the evil, but we also are told to expose sin from the housetops. Ooh. Believers must not be silent and hide away in the little four walls of their churches until Jesus comes. Not yet. We certainly not to do it now. Still can preach the gospel. We still can share our faith. I mean, we must be bold. We must, you know, confront the darkness, to proclaim the truth when truth may not be too popular. And today the dark hates the truth, of course, and they want to silence it any way they can. Yeah, you could see how that someday the evil people will want to remove or kill all true believers in Christ Jesus because the dark within them hates the light, and they will cry out. Remember when Jesus comes, the Bible said the rock, they'll cry out for the rock to fall on them because the light is coming and they can't take it. They cannot take the power of the light. They can't take the power of Jesus coming in the clouds of glory. Going to mess them up pretty big time. They won't be able to face him. They'll cry out for the rock to fall on the head, the Bible said. So they can't face the Master, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, of whom they've been rebelling against, speaking against, and persecuting those who believe in him. Mm-hmm. You know, when you become a new Christian, and we've all been through this process, if we're saved, if not, I would just say right now, take a moment and ask Jesus into your heart. Just say, Father, I give you my life. Pant for my sin. I ask you to cleanse them all away by the blood of Jesus. I believe in you, Jesus, that you are God. I ask you to live in me and do what you want with me from this day forward. I give you my life, Lord. And I thank you for the blood of Jesus. And now cleanses me from all sin and unrighteousness. Just say those things to the Lord if you believe and want to be a believer. Stop right now and do it. Yeah. Because when you become a new Christian, yeah, there's still some of the old ways still there. Because your spirit got born again, not your mind and your body. And we know that's the part of us that gets born again. Our spirit, our born-again spirit. He is the Father of spirits. We've been talking about that for a few weeks, about that. So if you refuse to allow change and allow the filth and the debris of the old life to stay in you, what are we doing? What are we doing if we're doing that? We're trying to receive Jesus but not be like Jesus. And that doesn't work, folks. That doesn't work. Receive Jesus but don't be like Jesus? No, I think that if we receive Jesus, we're going to become like Jesus more and more over the years and over the months. Jesus said, I mean, the word says, Romans 12, which is essentially Jesus saying, and I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and the acceptable and perfect will of God. Hallelujah. Conform. The same pattern as the world. We don't want the same pattern as the world. They're using a different pattern than we have now. Transform means to metamorph, a process of change, or to change strikingly the character of something. Our character needs to change strikingly from what it was before we were born again. Amen? Just like we were all worms, but we're now butterflies. You know, the little worm, kind of ugly, going along on the ground, is going to be a beautiful butterfly when it gets, you know, born again. We're kind of like that. We're just an ugly, full of a devil worm, crawling around in the dirt. And then we got born again. Now we're flying into the heavenlies. Hallelujah. And partaking of the things of heaven and the things of God. A beautiful butterfly in God's eyes. And he's making us into his image more and more and more. See? And so Christians go through the same process too. See? The natural fleshly ruled person is like the caterpillar. And after we all allow God's changing process to work in us, the spiritual man emerges as a butterfly. Hallelujah. Something beautiful. God has made it as something beautiful. He has. And he will continue to. And people who have seen us as an ugly worm back in the world using drugs, alcohol, sleeping around, doing all the bad things that bad people do, stealing, lying, cheating. Yeah. Yeah. People who have seen us that way would never believe it's possible that we could be a beautiful butterfly, as they just remember the way we used to be. I know I listened to a pastor recently. He said, the people of my town, you know, they judge you for going to my church because, you know, I was a drug dealing bad dude, you know, and got arrested many times, put in jail and all that, he was telling them. Yeah. And yet this congregation was there and faithful and listening to him and loved their pastor. And yet he was telling them all this stuff that he used to do and kind of giving his testimony of his life. And he'd been a bad dude. Yeah, been a member of a gang and had tattoos all over his body. And then he got born again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And yet the world still saw him as what he used to be and has judged him for that and saying to the people, why are you going over that church, right? That gang man member is the pastor over there, right? Yeah, well, you know, thank God he changes us by the power of the Spirit, the working of the Spirit. So thus we receive the unjust treatment and judgment many of us have received from relatives maybe or acquaintances or people who knew us before Christ. They just can't believe the old worm could be anything else but an old caterpillar. You know, hey, if you don't have some understanding of your value and worth to God and how he thinks of you, you're not going to understand your identity and who you are. And, you know, you need to have an understanding of your identity. Hey, your children may have messed up big time. They may have messed up big time, just like, you know, we being God's children, we've messed up big time. But you know what? We still love our children, and he still loves us. We're his children. And so do you really believe that God would save you if you were worthless to him? No, I don't believe so. You're so special that he, you know, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So you're special in God's eyes. I don't care about how you're looking at yourself. That's wrong. That needs to stop. If you're not looking at yourself worldly, you're looking at yourself worldly and devilishly, and that needs to stop. Right? You need to have an understanding of your value and your worth to God and how he thinks of you. See? How many of you still have the I'm worthless syndrome? Yeah, I've ministered to a number of people who've committed bestiality before they were saved and done all kinds of evil things, been abused and abused others, and cheated and lied and stole things and, you know, all kinds of bad things. I ministered to these kind of people, folks. But they're not that anymore. They're born again. And, you know, I love them. I didn't look down on them because of what they did. I didn't reject them. I ministered to them out of the love of God and deliverance for them. Help them change and get free from the spirit that were still remaining from all those things. And, yeah, that's a lot of filth. But, you know, they were valuable to God. He saved them. And he saved me. We were all filthy. I was filthy. We were all living and groveling in the dark, man, groveling in the dirt and darkness. And see, part of change is that you see yourself differently. You know, part of really growing in grace is that you see yourself differently. Otherwise, how can you ever let go of the old things, the old thoughts, the old attitudes, the old behaviors, the old lifestyles? You keep looking at yourself through those eyes of the past. How are you ever going to walk on into the greater things of God's grace and goodness? You got to let go of the way you saw yourself before Christ and not carry that stuff on in to your newness of life in Christ Jesus, folks. That's important. That's important. I want to read a scripture, 4:22 of Ephesians. 4:22, it says that ye put off concerning the former conversation. That word conversation means manner of life, the way you live before Christ. You put off the former manner of life, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. See, you put on the new man, folks. Put off the old. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind, the way you really think about yourself and about life. See, if the spirit of the mind is polluted with the worthlessness about you, that I'm worthless, I'm nothing, I'm, you know, no count, no value, all that stuff, man. Look out, folks. You're headed for some problems. You got to get rid of that mind and put on the true mind, the mind of God, the way his mind thinks of you. And then you will not allow the new man to be fully put on, though, if you stay in this other mindset. Why? Because you think you're too sorry to wear the new man. Too much wrong with you. Too unworthy. Too worthless. Too much of a scoundrel. Did too much wrong. Oh, I'm just an old sinner. Saved by grace. You got that mentality? That's a wrong mentality. God give you a new name, new identity. Right? You're a new creature in Christ. You're not just an old sinner anymore. That passed away. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. You better not call yourself an old sinner anymore. The Bible says we are saints of God, sons and daughters of the living God, just to name a couple. So don't be calling yourself something that you're not anymore. Well, how do I put it on? Well, by believing and saying what God says you are right now, according to the Word of God, not what you used to be. Okay, if you're going to defeat the demon, quit saying what you used to be, because those demons were empowered by what you used to be involved in when you gave place to them. Hmm? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. This is a vital part of the changing process, and where many Christians refuse to change. Why? Well, because they keep seeing themselves as sorry and worthless, of no count, no value. Hey, you are being stubborn if you persist in this stinking thinking. This kind of stinking thinking will only keep you in bondage and keep the demons in place, at least some of them, because the ones that are empowered by this, they're going to stay hanging around, folks. Remember, how you feel about you will be consistent with how you act, what you do, and what you say. And some of you don't feel very good about yourself, and that is a demon working on you that you are giving place to, and you need to stop giving place to that demon. Let me just ask you some questions. Are you seeing yourself as tall, short, fat, skinny, smart, dumb, poor? These things are not who you are. You're a child of God. That's your identity. See, the Bible says, you know, really, we shouldn't know people after the flesh, but after their spirit. See, are you seeing yourself in terms of your family lineage, your race, your appearance, your social status, or whether you're a male or a female? Again, this is not who you are. Right? The Bible says there's neither Jew nor Greek, nor male nor female, but one new man in Christ, right? It says that about us too. Do you see yourself through the eyes of others? Is that how you see yourself, the way others talk about you, the way others think about you? That's not who you are. That's only who they think you are, and perhaps they are not seeing clearly. Probably not, right? They don't live in your body and walk in your mind and walk in your shoes. They don't have the right to judge you that way. Okay? Hallelujah, folks. You are whom God says you are, and hey, your true identity is found only in him and in his word. You want to find out who you are? Read the word and declare it over yourself. This is who I am. I am a child of God. I am born from above. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. I'm more than a conqueror through him that loves me. I'm a saint of God. I'm a son and a daughter of the King. Hallelujah, of kings and Lord of lords. I'm a king and a priest. So you are precious and beloved of God. So you need to love yourself. your new born-again spirit. Tell yourself in front of the mirror, I am special. Amen. Look at yourself in the mirror. Say, I am special. I belong to Jesus. He thinks I'm wonderful because he's working it wonderfulness into me. See? He's the one doing a good work in us. He said he'll do that work until the day of Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. You know, oh, if you can't stand to do that in front of a mirror, you need to start going and doing it and practice it until you can do it. Go try it. If you can't do it, then you need to start doing it every day until you're comfortable saying what you are and who you are in front of that mirror. I'm important to God. He loves me. I love me, the new creation me, that is. I'm going to share a list of things every Christian needs to allow change in their life. Number one, the world calls it a poor self-image, but I call it the way you see yourself. You need to allow change in that area once you get born again because you don't have a poor self-image. You don't have a negative way of seeing yourself. You're not supposed to anymore because you got a new way to see, a new way of living, a new way of talking, your vocabulary. See, your talk will eventually be your walk. So you need to change your vocabulary, saints. Your reactions and responses, they need to change too, see? Because you used to be reacting one way back when you was in the world, and a lot of Christians have carried that on into their Christianity and they're still reacting and acting the same way they did before. They got born again, something, you know, they haven't been allowed to be changed in their lives. And you need to change from loving evil to hating evil. If you haven't done that, you need to start that one right away. We used to love evil and be partakers of evil, but now we want to hate evil. I love it. And we need to go from taking to giving. A lot of people are just nothing but takers. That's all they've done all their life. They take whatever they can get for themselves. But God's people, we're givers. We give love. We give our tithes. We give kindness to other people. We give our time to share with other people, to minister to them and tell them the truth. Next one, hatred and unforgiveness. We need to change in that area. We need to forgive and quit hating people. We need to quit walking in that unforgiveness. We got to get rid of those spirits of unforgiveness and hatred in us. We need to change from being in control to letting the Holy Spirit and God to be in control of our lives. So many of us, that's been one of the biggest ones for us because we like being in control. We like having charge. And granted, we will be given authority and given positions in the kingdom, and some will have more authority than others. But the point is, the Holy Spirit needs to be in control. And when we're walking in authority, some people may accuse us of being in control, but really we're just walking in our authority and what the Lord is doing. And sometimes we will get off and abuse that, and we need not to do that. And we need to repent, confess it and turn away from that. We need to change from rejecting deliverance to receiving deliverance. Everybody say it right now. I refuse to resist change any longer. Just confess that out loud. I refuse to resist change any longer. Change me, Lord, at your pleasure. Can you say that tonight? I know that's a tough one to say for a lot of people to say that. I mean, really, change me, Lord, at your pleasure. Are you willing to let him do that to you? Are you willing to let him change you at his pleasure? Your pleasure, Lord, not my pleasure. Your will be done, not my will be done. Right? I don't want to go to the cross, Jesus said, but not my will be done, but yours, remember? That's what the scripture said, the Bible. So just say, Lord, I refuse to resist change any longer and change me, Lord, at your pleasure. Yes. Because I belong to you now, and you might just remind him, Lord, I'm your property. You're responsible for me. And, you know, if you make him responsible for you, he'll be responsible for you. But if you don't make him and you try to be responsible for yourself, guess what? He'll let you have that responsibility, and you find out how bad that works. Yeah. Give Jesus what he is. He wants to be responsible for us. So don't take charge and run your own life. You got to let him run your life. And we are not always comfortable with that. We don't like somebody else running our life. But, hey, you said, Jesus, I give you my life. Do what you want with me, right? How many said that? Did you say that? Jesus, I give you my life. Do what you want with me. Yeah, if you said that, then why aren't you living that way? Why aren't you letting him do what he wants to do in your life, huh? So how you relate to you and how you see you and how you self-talk yourself and speak out loud about yourself to yourself all mean a lot in overcoming wrong views and defeating demons that are in a person's self, that are in them. Okay? I mean, everybody has a self-talk. You self-talk in your own mind, and even sometimes you even talk out loud, self-talk to yourself about yourself. And the way you're doing that, that tells a whole lot about you. I've been tempted to say the wrong thing about me. We all get tempted to say the wrong thing, but we got to recognize it immediately. Hey, I'm not that. I'm not taking that sickness. I'm not taking on that personality. That's not me. I'm a child of God. I'm a child of King of Kings, Lord of Lords. I'm not going to take that on. I'm not going to receive that. I'm not going to say those words with my mouth. And you might catch yourself mid-sentence and say, I have to stop what you're saying. That's a demon trying to get me to parrot what he's saying. We need to get our talk in line with God's talk about us. Too many parrots are demons and what they plant in a person's mind. And then the person just says it because, well, I thought it, so it must be one of my thoughts. I thought it, so I'll say it. Isn't that right? How many times have we done that? Where did that thought come from? Did you even examine that? Did you even try to figure out where that came from and why I'm saying this particular thing when I know better? Maybe you don't know better yet, but you're going to know better, right? You're learning. You're growing in grace and truth and knowledge of the word. So don't parrot the demons and what they're planning in your mind. Okay? Some parrot it so much that so that people have demons dictating their speech. We don't want a demon to dictate our speech. I don't want a demon dictating my speech. Do you? We have no business with the talk of demons. We should have the talk of God in our mouth. Let no corrupt communication come out of your mouth, the Bible says. And yet it happens regularly. We hear Christians use it regularly. We need to realize we can be easily snared by the words of our own mouth. The devil sure realizes it, and he sure does it a lot. And there is a whole lot of demonic energy that's being exerted to capture your tongue and mine. And so we better be on guard about our tongue. We better be on guard about what we say out of our mouth and who's controlling our voice box and speaking through us from our minds. That's pretty important, folks. This is serious business here. So the devil knows how to get you in a snare by your own mouth. He's been doing that for hundreds of years, for centuries. Yeah, he wants to cause us to speak evil. It may not appear evil to us, but it is evil because it isn't God. It doesn't line up with the word of God. Evil comes subtly sometimes. The sneaky little snakes. Satan is sneaky about how he moves in and takes over the tongue, the mind, the body. We better recognize. We better get our discernment on, our discernment antennas on, how we can discern these little trickiness of the sneaky snake, this Satan, and his cohort, his army of darkness, his being from another time before creation. That's right. We need to always be on guard, not to let our guard down. We must have much word in us to avoid a lot of the traps and the pitfalls set up by Satan and the demons, by the evil demon beings from darkness. They all desire our demise. They don't love you. They don't like you. They may give you some bait, make it look good, but they don't like you. They don't care about you. They don't want to do you any good. They only want to do you evil continually. Because that's all they're capable of doing themselves is evil continually. They can't do good because there's not any good in them because there's no God left in them. Yeah, God has departed them. Thank God we have the Spirit of God in us. They probably sometimes wonder if they ever do. I don't know, but they might. I know probably, but they might think, boy, I sure blew it. I wish I could get God back. And then it may have just been a passing thought in their brains or whatever they have to function with their thinking process with, because there's no light in them. There's total darkness, so maybe they don't even think that ever anymore. I don't know. I've not been in the mind of a demon, but I've sure had demons in me and seen what they think and do through me to some degree anyway. So let's get a whole lot of word in us, folks. Let's keep on studying the word. Keep on getting in the word, reading the word. Even if you don't understand, read it. You'll get something out of it. Amen. Thank God for the angels of the Lord. We did have the angels of the Lord round about us. I mean, he gives his angel charge over us lest we dash our foot against the stone. Oh, yeah. Thank God for the angels of the Lord. They are watching over us. He's giving them charge. Yeah, we can open some doors and get ourselves in the enemy's territory, but the angels of the Lord, we can also have them over us most of the time, unless you're just willfully going out there into rebellion and doing something and opening doors, all kind of doors up at once. Some people just, when they sin willfully, they sin big and open a lot of doors. A lot of people do that. Well, I decided to investigate the paranormal, and I got all these demons, and now I need to get delivered, Pastor. I've had people tell me that, more than one. Well, you shouldn't have been investigating the paranormal. Do you become a witch to know about what witchcraft is? I think the Bible tells us enough about it, don't you? We don't have to go become a Satanist or a warlock to know what it's about and to know that it's evil. Why would we want to go be one of those and pick up all those devils? Why would we want to go get ourselves involved in the paranormal? Why would we want to go get ourselves all filthy sexually? You know, we know that the Bible says to flee fornication, not run to it. A lot of people are running to it. They've been watching too much, you know, romance and sex on the TV or movies or something. Or maybe they're looking at pornography. No wonder you're running to evil then. The enemy's got a hold there. And you know, to break his hold in Jesus' name and say, Father, forgive me. I confess to pornography as sin or something. Say that. Right? Yeah. So we need to take hold of the powers of heaven, my friends. Amen? Thank God for the angels of the Lord. Otherwise, the fallen angels, they would destroy us, wouldn't they? If they could get away with whatever they wanted to, then they would destroy us, the Christians, the believers. Yeah. Along with the demons that are attached to us or in us, you know, they would come up and destroy us too. We need to take hold of the powers of the heaven, though. Amen. God's given us supernatural graces from heaven. And they're going to have to be received and possessed, though it doesn't just suddenly happen. We need to take what is given through the word of God and with the faith that he's given us. God's given us faith. He's given us faith to walk in and a measure of faith, and faith coming by hearing by the word of God, and faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Are we using our faith today? The word says you will receive power after the Holy Ghost comes upon you. Then you shall take hold of the power. See? After the Holy Ghost. See, first you receive the Holy Ghost, then you take hold of the power. Then you take hold of the power, and that is done by faith. Excuse me. You receive by exercising your God-given faith, folks, that you possess by exercising your God-given faith. That's how you do it. You receive by faith, and then you possess it by exercising your God-given faith. And to walk in strong faith, you need to know the reality of your personal redemption from sin. Do you hear me? Yours, not mine. I know my reality, my redemption from sin, but do you know your reality from the redemption from sin? Do you have an awareness? Do you have an ever awareness that you are redeemed from sin and darkness and death? You need to know it as a fact, not as a doctrine or simply some nice little reading that you read in the Bible or you heard somebody teach it. And, oh, that's great. That's wonderful. I read that. You know, I heard that. Or, yeah, I know about that. But, no, do you really know it as a fact for yourself? So you've got to come to that place where you know it as a, that you know that you know that you know that you know. And until you know the reality of that you, being redeemed from the law of sin and death, you will be in bondage to all kind of things. But you know what? I'm redeemed from the law of sin and death. I'm not under the law of sin and death anymore. Hey, it's more than just knowing it. It's acting like it too. Not only do you need to know it, you need to act like it's true because it is true. See, and if you don't really believe something, then you don't act like it's really true. You know, if I were to tell you that I got a brand new car waiting at such and such showroom for you, all you got to do is go down there and get it, right? Well, you say, well, that's nice. You know, I believe you, John. I believe you, Pastor Kyle. I believe that. But you never go down to the showroom and get it. Well, it's not really happening. See, you have to act like it. And acting like it goes down to the showroom and grabs that car and takes it out of the showroom and takes it home with you. See, if you know you're healed, then do you still act like you're sick? No, you should start. I mean, maybe you feel bad in your body. There's some things that are manifesting. You're feeling them. But no, you start doing what you did before you got sick, though. If you know that you know that you know that you're healed. Amen. Start acting out your faith. Start stepping out of the bed. Start acting like if you can't eat, then eat. If you can't do this, do what you can't do. Quit living in darkness when you're supposed to be living in the light. You know, many of us live at the level of life that we are in. I mean, we live at the level of life we're in because we choose to live there, or even we permit ourselves to live there. We put up with the demons that we have because we choose to put up with the demons that we have. We choose not to get delivered from the demons that we have. This is true in the natural and the spiritual, okay? We're living at the level of life that we choose to live there at that level of life. And many times things exist just because we permit them to exist. We permit ourselves to be in the condition that we're in, see? Yeah. Really, we could change a lot of things if we just willed to do so, if we just chose to do so, and we had a desire to really do so and act on it, not just talk about it, act upon it. Oh, yeah. Excuse me. It's got to be more than just, oh, well, I wish. No, that's not enough. Colossians 1:13, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. See, he delivered us from the power of darkness. Let's live like it. He translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Let's live like it. Let's live in the kingdom. Live in and from the kingdom of God. He saved us the power of darkness. He delivered us from the darkness. He delivered us from Satan. Satan doesn't have to be a dominating force in your life any longer. And because we've been delivered, he doesn't have the legal authority to hold us in his grip any longer unless we allow it to take place. But yet he has his foot on the neck of so many Christians today. Why? Because they permit him to. They allow them to. They allow the demon to keep their foot on your neck. They allow the demon to keep you in bondage. Until we by faith begin to act like and believe that we are redeemed and that we are children of the King of Kings, wicked spirits will continue to enslave you. We don't want to be the slaves of demon spirits any longer. Let's put an end to that in Jesus' name. Amen? Put an end to that in Jesus' name. No more. No more. We don't want to be a slave of a demon. Hey, the Bible says God's word is forever settled in heaven. Did you hear that? God's word is forever settled in heaven. You know, if you receive the settlement and put it in your bank, it's in your hands. I mean, if you draw it out of the bank and you have it in your hands, you have it in your hands. So when are you going to accept that and act like it's so? But things are not just so in our lives because God made a pronouncement, an announcement that they're so. It may be legally true, but that doesn't make it true for you until you act on it, until you receive it by faith. See? It's legally true. A lot of things are legally true, but is it true for you? Not until you receive it by faith, until you receive it. So to know your redemption, you must, number one, believe. Number two, confess it is. Number three, act like it is. So you'll never change much until you start acting like it as well. We got to act like it's true. We got to start acting like we're getting delivered. We got to act like we're changing. We got to act like we are who God says we are. We got to act like the word is true. See, it's not enough for me to tell you or for you to even read it in the Bible. Oh, but I don't feel free. Well, you know why you don't feel free? Because you're not acting like it. You're not stepping out of faith and just going, well, I'm going to step out of faith. So God said it. It's so. So I'm going to start acting this way. And when you step out of, see, faith without works is dead. See, remember? You step out and start acting like it, you're obeying the word. Faith without action. So faith has action. Faith will act something. It will begin to act that way. Look at James 2:22. Let's just read a couple of these. James 2:22, it says, seest thou how that faith wrought with his works or actions, a walk and talk, in other words, works, and by works was faith made perfect or complete. See, by those actions was your faith made perfect. That word works is not earning something or doing something to earn something from God. It's not like that. It's your action. That's what it means there. Faith without action is dead, the Bible says, basically. That's basically what it's saying there. And the scripture was fulfilled, verse 23, which says, Abraham believed God and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called a friend of God. He was called a friend of God. Acting is faith as much as believing is faith. Believing is made complete by your actions, which proves that you have really believed in the first place. Verse 26, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works or action is also dead. So you need to believe enough in the reality of God's word to act upon it, thereby proving and completing your faith. God's word is living. It's alive. It's within the power, within that word that he's spoken and written in the, on the written page of the Bible is the power. It's alive and living, but it won't come alive in you until faith and action steps in. See? If it'll be alive in you then, if it is alive in you, you will have corresponding action to prove it is alive. Okay? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's go over to Isaiah 54. Isaiah 54, verse 2. 54, verse 2. Enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thy habitation. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes. Verse 3 also, let's read it. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles, and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. So you and I are going to break forth. We're not a bunch of nobodies. That's right. We're taking the lead here, okay? We're taking the lead here. We're not a bunch of nobody. We're going to break forth. And verse 4 says, fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither shalt thou be confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame, for thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and shalt not remember the reproach of thy widowhood anymore. Hallelujah. This is us, folks. The path is behind us. We're special. We're called of God right now. Look at verse 5. Read on a little more. For thy maker is thine husband. Whoever said the Lord isn't your husband, here it is right here, very clear right here. Thy maker is thine husband. The Lord of hosts is his name. And thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth, shall he be called. For the Lord has called thee as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, a wife of youth, when thou wast refused, saith thy God. For a small moment I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. Thank you, Jesus. God, this is a good word, a God word from God. And we need to shout hallelujah, glory to God. See, I mean, many have formed weapons against us, but none have stopped us yet, right? None have stopped us yet. We're still walking on. Read verse 15. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Hey, Biden's going to fall. He gathers against the church. He gathers against the living God. He's going to fall, right? That's what the Bible says. I didn't say that. God said that. If Biden gathers against you, if so-and-so down the block gathers against you, or that boss at work gathers against you, whoever gathers against you, you're a child of the king, and the Bible says they're going to fall. Whatever that falling means, you know, God will interpret that part, but, you know, they're going to fall. And God has shown me also that one of the reasons that he has placed you and I here where we are right now, wherever that is Isaiah 58:18. Now let's go read that. Isaiah 58:18. We'll read that also here real quick. Amen, because we're running short on time here now. I've got to finish up. I'm sorry. I meant Isaiah 8:18. Did I say 58:18? Thank you, Jesus. I got that. Turning my pages here. Okay, 8:18. Here we are. Behold, I and the children whom the Lord has given me are for signs and for wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts, which dwelleth in Mount Zion. Hey, did you see that? We're for signs and wonders. Israel refers to the church, refers to you and I. We are the true church of Jesus Christ, see? And we're here for showing signs and wonders, which include deliverance. Deliverance is a sign and a wonder. And so others shy away. They're afraid of God's supernatural, not us. It is our calling. It's to be our calling as well, and to be our calling card also. Deliverance is a sign and a wonder. And healings and miracles are signs and wonders. You know, we're going to promote them. We're going to believe in them. We're going to pray for them. We're going to see them happen, signs and wonders, and we'll sure enough have them. I believe it. I believe it. I've had many in my lifetime, and I believe it for many, many more, because we're not done yet. God, you know, going to continue to use me. I believe that for the day, till the day I go be with him. So signs and wonders and miracles, if you will believe for them. Amen? That's right. You'll have them if you'll believe for them. But the sad thing is, verse 19 here, it says, and when they shall say unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits, unto wizards that peep and that mutter, should not a people seek unto their God for the living to the dead? Isn't that what a lot of people do? They go seeking after the world. They go call the psychic hotline, or they go talk to the psychiatrist or get a worldly counselor. Yeah, I truly believe it. One of the downfalls of what used to be my friend, Ted Haggard, I still be his friend if he wants to walk uprightly. But yeah, he started getting worldly counselors on his staff and all these young guys on his staff at his church. But that's just one of my opinions about it, you know, that he might have been what sign of his going down to the place where he went. And we're sad that that happened to him. I love the man, and I still pray that the Lord will bless the man and he'll get everything right in Jesus' name. Most Christians seeking other things. They get their answers from the world, though. They get their answers by compromising, by saying God doesn't want to heal everyone, or we must go to a psychiatrist, or we're codependent, or you need to go take this medication, or do that, or do this, or do that. You know, always some worldly solution to a spiritual problem. Weak walk. If you ask me, that's weak, weak, weak. That's no strong faith. That's weak faith. There's no strong faith in operation there. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. How? By being strong in faith. That's right. Instead of all this other junk, seek God. He has all the answers. That's right. So I'm going to be, you know, just teaching faith till Jesus comes through. I believe in faith. I believe that we walk by faith. How can we do anything else? How can we not teach faith? We have to teach the just shall live by faith. We can't not teach that. That's so important, saints. So important. And yeah, Ted was a friend of mine, and I'm really sad about what happened, because, you know, he used to walk in deliverance, and his father, Dr. Marcus Haggard, was strong in deliverance, and yet something happened, and the enemy got in there, and I don't need to share all the details of stuff, but yeah, the enemy got in there, and some, you know, he targets deliverance ministries. He doesn't like deliverance ministry. He doesn't like those who are doing spiritual warfare. So that's why we have to stay strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And who knows if it was something that was there for many years, and it's an undealt with demon stronghold or something, or an inherited curse. I don't know. But, you know, I feel for the man, really, that the way he has gone, and I continue to pray that God will minister to him and his dear wife who stuck with him through all that. Bless him, Lord, in Jesus' name. All right, so enlarge our tents. See, until faith increases, we won't take off and fly where God is. You know, we're the butterfly, right? And we need to fly where God is. Where the eagles soar even. The third heaven. And we need to always, in this world, walk by faith. Faith takes us into the third heaven. You know, faith keeps us even under an open heaven. It can. The just shall walk by faith. That's what the word says, right? And so we have to always walk by, in this world, walk by faith. And we sure don't want to join the club of those who walk in unbelief. I don't sure want to join that club. I don't want any part of that, man. I'm going to walk by faith till Jesus comes. By the grace of God, I'm going to do it because his spirit is in me. And if you could do the same. And see, if we have to see it to believe it, we will never have it. See, our walk is a faith walk. Even with deliverance, we must believe we will get delivered before we go into that deliverance session. We got to believe that we're going to be delivered. We believe, then we receive. And sometimes we have to believe a long time till we receive. There's some things I believe for a short time, and there's other things I've gotten instantaneously, and there's some things I've had to believe for a long time and keep that faith going and believing and believing and believing until that time came that the manifestation was fully manifested. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And there's some things I'm still believing for today. But we must all develop strong faith to live in these latter days that we're living in, of which we now live in right now. Satan is attacking full force. Demons are bold and brazen. You can look in their eyes and you can see the brazenness in the people that they control. I mean, fully control. The demoncrats, for instance, many of them, they're just baby killing people in agreement with baby killing, and their eyes are brazen. They're given over to darkness. And you see that in the people that the enemy controls. I mean, it's very true. But the true righteous are called to be as bold as a lion. You and me, we're called to be as bold as a lion. So how bold is a lion? I mean, you can't just keep this stuff in your corner hidden away somewhere. No, the Bible says the righteous are to be bold as a lion. And to live in these latter days, we can't be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We've got to quit that ashamedness. We got to give it no place, that being ashamed that Jesus not wanted to pray at your table in public. Really? Don't be that way. Be bold. Like I told you, we prayed at our table in public one time, and somebody must have seen us, because when we get the bill, they said the bill is taken care of. It's all paid for. So we assumed they saw us praying, right? And they said, well, we're going to pay for those people's meal. We're going to bless them. They're openly praying in public for their meal. You never know when somebody will pay for your meal. You never know what somebody's going to get witnessed to by your boldness. And just even if you don't ever say a word to them, but you prayed in public or you were bold in public with your faith. And God honored it and God used it. Amen. Hallelujah. And they got saved or they got touched or Jesus did something. And maybe they were backsliders that came back to the Lord. You never know what's going to happen until you step out there and start living the faith life. Start living as the child of God that you are today. That's right. You are today. Now faith is. Now faith. Today faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the word of God tonight. We thank you for the power of the Holy Word. Oh, Jesus, we value your word, your presence, your anointing, your goodness, your grace, your mercy, your compassion, your love. Lord, you loved us and you love us still. In spite of our faults, in spite of our failures, in spite of all that the enemy done in our lifetime,
You're doing a new thing in us, Father. You're doing a new work in us, Lord. You're causing us to be that butterfly, not that crawling on the dirt caterpillar worm, no longer worm. Lord, we're flying into the heavenly. We're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus right now, Father. Thank you for that. Thank you that you're the glory and the lifter of our heads, Father. If our heads hanging down, you'll lift it up, Father. If we just come to you, with the difficulties, the time that we need comfort and strength, Lord, if we just come to you, you comfort us. You strengthen us. You build us up, Father. We can pray in the Spirit and you'll build us up also. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for growing in us mightily, Father, as we walk in these latter days upon the earth prior to the return of yourself, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for doing signs and wonders and miracles through us, and Lord, in our own bodies as well, and outside of our bodies also, and in other people's bodies, and even in the nature and the firmament and everywhere around us, Father. Doing miracles even with mechanical things. Thank you, Lord. 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 You are good to us, Lord. We praise you and worship you and honor you tonight. God, Lord, God Almighty, we worship you. Lord God, we give you thanks. You've been a good God, and you're going to continue to be a good God all the days of our lives, Lord. All the days of our lives. We thank you for it, Father. In Jesus' name, we give you such glory. We give you praise and honor. We belong to you, Jesus. We belong to you now, Father. Thank you for the word and the working of the word and the power of the word. For those that have received it tonight, we praise you for it. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we'll be right back in a few minutes and start doing some deliverance for the remainder of the program.
You feel you're far away and distant from me now, and question what's the use. To be found, you're lost and lonely and confused, feeling like there's nothing left to do, nothing left to do. As the years roll on, for some I'll just begin for you. Youthful light at all there is to do.
Amen. My heart belongs to you, Lord. All right, we're back. We're ready to cast out some spirits tonight. Let's just start with the unbelief. Maybe there's an unbelief curse on the family line. We break the unbelief curse on the family lines right now in Jesus' name. Anything that was passed down or it's hard for you to believe, anything except the natural things that happen in the world, and not to take things by faith and believe for the things of God. We rebuke the spirit of unbelief. We rebuke the curse of unbelief that may have been on your family line. I don't know. Maybe you don't know either. But in case it's there, we cast it out in Jesus' name. Come out, that curse of unbelief. We break the curse and command the demons of unbelief to go. We renounce you and command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, out, out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All unbelieving spirits, go in the name of Jesus right now. Go, go, go. Come out, 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 come out. All the way out, up and out of there in the name of Jesus. We rebuke those unbelief spirits. I bind you. We break your control. We break the generational control that you've had in the lineage. Come out now. All generational unbelief keeps you from receiving signs, wonders, and miracles in the things of God. You command an unbelief to go right now. Go, go, go. Out, 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 out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, unbelief. All the way out. The blood of Jesus is against you, demons. Right now, you have to go. All the way out, all the way out, all the way up out of there. Go in the name of Jesus. Everybody take a couple of calls. Get them moving. All the way out. All that unbelief, go all the way out, all the way out. All that spirit that always makes you look down on yourself and beat yourself down, you come out. Beat down spirit. That you just call, we call it that. Come out. You know what you're doing to people. Come out of there, demon. All that beat down spirit. Try to keep people beat down. Keep them from being who God has declared that they are. That beat down spirit. Come out. 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 All that spirit of being beat down. Come out. In the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Right now, loose them and let them go. All that beat down spirit, you come out of there in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Come out, 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 out of there. All the way. All the way up out of there in the name of Jesus right now. Loose them and loose them and let them go. Come out. Beat down that spirit that gives you that poor image of yourself, that pitiful self-image that you look at yourself in the wrong way, that spirit that calls that poor, we'll call it the poor self-image spirit, if you like. Come out of there. Run all the way out. Come out. Stop doing that to them. Stop doing that to them. You come out of them in the name of Jesus right now. In the name of Jesus, loose them, loose them, loose them, and let them go. Come out. Come out. They're children of God. They're children of the King. You come out of there and stop tormenting them with this way of looking at themselves that is unbiblical. It is not righteous. It's not from heaven. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, 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 come out. That bad self-image, come out. That demonic image of self, come out in Jesus' name of who you are. You're a child of God. You're a new creation in Christ. Come out. All the condemnation, too. Come out. All the condemnation. Go, 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 go. All the way, all the way, all the way. Aggravated spirit. You aggravation. You come out. Being aggravated all the time. Come out. That aggravation spirit, I bind you. You come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Aggravation spirits, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Spirit of being aggravated, come out, come out, come out, come out. Inferiority, you come out, come out, come out, come out. Spirit of inferiority, I bind you, come out, 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 come out. Spirit of worthlessness, come out. Worthless spirits, come out. Insignificant spirits, come out, come out, come out. I'm just an insignificant worm. Come out, crawling through the dust of this world. Come out, that's the lie of the devil. Come out, all the way out. Come out, I could never do anything all these others doing. I could never do the great things of God. Well, you're just listening to a lying devil. You could do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All that insignificant spirit, come out. I'm insignificant. I don't matter. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. I'm not important to God. I'm probably just one of the nothings of heaven. If I even make it to heaven, you know, that's a lie of a devil. I rebuke that kind of talking and thinking. Come out, 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 come out. All the way out, all the way out, all that insignificance, come out. Oh, if my prayers are not important, God would probably never answer my prayer. Well, he won't with that kind of, that's not faith, that's unbelief. That's not calling things that are not as though they are. That's not walking in agreement with the word of God. Come out of there, come out, all the way out, all the way out. Come out in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. That negative tongue, come out. Come out, the spirit of negativism. Come out, saying negative things about yourself. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All that negativism, go, 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 out, 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 out of there, all the way out, all the way up out of there. All that negativism, come out in Jesus' name. Go, go, that self-rejection, rejecting yourself, yeah, because, oh, I'm no good, you know, I'm worthless, God probably didn't even listen to me, you know, he has no time for my prayers. Where is that coming from, see? Yeah, coming from the Lord, the Master. Come out of there, all the way out, right now, all the way out, all the way out, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Oh, I'm just a nothing, a nobody, come out. No, no, Jesus says you're a somebody. Come out of there, all the way out. Yeah, you're somebody when you're a child of God, when you're a son and daughter of the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Come on, saint of God, you're somebody. Come out. I'm a nobody, that nobody spirit. You come out, that nobody spirit. We rebuke you. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. I'm just an insignificant nobody. Come out, all the way out. That's a lying demon. Come out, 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 in Jesus' name, come out. Be weakened by the blood. We apply the blood against you, demon. Come out, 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 come out. Blood over all of us right now. Come out, all the way out. All the way out. All the way out. That self-putting down spirit, always putting yourself down. Always saying, well, it's just, well, that's just me, you know, that's just the way I am. I'm a fumbling idiot, you know. But don't be saying things like that about yourself, man. Stop saying that. Putting yourself down, spirit. Come out, come out. That spirit always making you put yourself down. Come out, 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 come out. Come out of there. All that putting yourself down, spirit. You got to go all the way out. All the way out. All the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Oh, if there were a mail on the road, I'd be the one to pick it up. Well, you know, see, that's wrong. Just say that stuff. You're going to pick up nails that way. You're going to have perpetual flat tires when you talk that way all the time. Come on. You come out of there right now. Go, 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 go. All that self-destructive talk, come out, come out, come out. Self-destructive talk, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Self-destruction spirit, come out. Come out of there all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Jesus' name. You ever see people bang their heads on the wall or hit their head with the fist? Oh, I'm so stupid. How could I do that? You know, we break that curse too. If you've ever done things like that, you come out of there right now. You're not stupid. That stupid spirit, come out. Come out. That idiot spirit, come out. In Jesus' name, you're not that. That's a lie of the devil right now. Come out, 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 come out. Come out of there, all the way out, all the way out, in Jesus' name. Go, 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 up and out, in the name of Jesus, right now. Keep coming out, all the way out, up and out, in Jesus' name. Go, 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 move, 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 in Jesus' name. Keep moving, all the way out. In Jesus' name, keep going. All those spirits that we've called out so far have to go. And we're going to call out some more, too. You got to go right now. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out. All the way out in Jesus' name. Pride, you come out. We don't want no pride. We don't want to carry any pride. Not like King Saul. Come out, all that pride, you go right now, that pride, come out, pride, Come out, pride. All kinds of prides have to go. Keep coming out right now. Come out, pride. Come out, 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 come out. Come out, 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 come out. In Jesus' name, go, 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 go. Go, the blood of Jesus, keep going. Keep going. Go, 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 go. Go all the way out. All that pride. Pride goes before fall. We don't want the pride. We command the pride to go. All that pride. Family pride. Go. Racial pride. Go. Achievement pride. Come out. Religious pride. All pride. Come out. All pride. Come out. Come out. Financial pride. If somebody has a lot of money that's listening, don't want to get in that financial pride. Go, 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 go. All the way out. All the way out, Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Possession pride. You have all these possessions? I want to get prideful in your possessions. Come out, 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 pride. All the way out, in Jesus' name. Work pride, pride. Oh, look what I do. I'm this great whatever. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All that pride, pridefulness, go, 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 in Jesus' name. Keep going all the way, in Jesus' name. Gotta go, gotta go, gotta go right now. Keep going all the way out, in Jesus' name. All the way out, all the way, up and out, up and out, up and out, up and out. A reckless spirit, you come out, spirit of recklessness. Come out in Jesus' name. Go, go. All that recklessness, doing reckless things. Come out, come out, come out. Recklessness. Go and come out in Jesus' name. Come out, 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 come out. Come out of their recklessness. Come out. Impulsiveness. Come out. Doing impulsiveness. Come out in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out. Come out of there all the way out. Now, that's not always wrong to do things on impulse, okay? Sometimes we have the direction of the Holy Spirit, and we must act immediately, you know, not wait sometimes. But there is a impulsiveness that gets people into trouble, too, an impulsiveness to do fleshly things and act in ways that are detrimental to us and our spiritual life. See, come out in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Craving spirit, craving cigarettes, craving alcohol, craving drugs, all that craving, craving too much food, eating until you're just so full that you're about to burst and explode. Come out, all that craving spirit, craving, come out, craving sugar. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, craving meat, craving pig. Come out, 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 come out of there, all the way out. All the way out, all the spirits of craving come out in Jesus' name. You have to go. You have to go. We're not to crave anything but the Lord. We desire him. We desire as much of him as we can get. Craving spirit, go, though. Craving the things of this world, go. Come out, come out. Craving that tobacco, nicotine spirits, go in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. All the way out. Come all the way out, all the way, all the way, all the way, all the way out, up and out, all the way out, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Come out, 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 come out. Come out of there, all the way out, in Jesus' name. Go, 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 all the way. Come out in the name of Jesus. Spirit of blindness that we talked about tonight, too. We command that spirit of blindness to go. All that blindness, loose them and loose them and loose them and let them go. In the name of Jesus right now, loose them and loose them and loose them and let them go. All the way up in Jesus' name. Loose them, demons. Let go. And you have to come out. Come out. Come out, blindness. All spirits of blindness, come out. Come out. We will not walk in blindness. We are living in the light. So any remaining blindness spirits, you've got to come out. Right now, come out, 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 all the way out, all the way out, up and out of there, all that blindness, go, 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 move, 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 keep moving, all the way out, all blindness, angel of the Lord, chase this spirit, persecute it, sort it, come out, all the way out, come out, come out, come out, all that blindness. We will not walk in blindness, but we will walk in the light. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Come out all the way out. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for revealing light to us and causing the light to shine clearly in us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come out. Come out. All blindness. Go, 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 go. All the way out. All the way out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. The blood is against you, demons. Keep coming out. All the way out. All the way out. All the way. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Self-deception. Keep going. All the way out. Self-deception. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name, come out. Self-deception. Come out. Spirit of shyness. You know, well, I'm just a shy type. Well, give me the chapter and verse for that. What kind of Bible are you using anyway? Huh? It must be a marked edition with a lot of it marked out or a lot of it added, right? A lot of marked in because there's shyness. Where's that coming from? Come out. All that shyness. God said we're bold as a lion, not shy. Come out, all that shyness, spirit, you come out, 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 come out. The spirit of shyness, we break a generation of curses of shyness. You come out of there, all the way out, all the way out, all the way up out of there. Come out, all that shyness, come out, all that shyness, come out, all that fear of people, come out, fear of people. Come out, come out, that spirit of embarrassment. I might be embarrassed. Or come out, that makes you hold back and be shy because you might get embarrassed. We rebuke that embarrassment. Spirit, come out, 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 embarrassment. Come out all the way out, embarrassed to pray in public, embarrassed to share your faith, come out all embarrassment, come out, embarrassed to let people know you're a Christian, come out, 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 all the way out, come all the way out, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, go, 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 out, 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 all the way out, up and out, in the name of Jesus, go, go, go. Keep going all the way. Keep moving all the way out. In Jesus' name, come out, come out, come out. If you have a spirit of rebellion, we command the spirit of rebellion to come out. Rebellion, where you just are not obeying God, you're rebelling and doing what you want to do. Did all that rebellion come out? All that rebellion, you come out of there now. Move, move in Jesus' name. Move all rebellion. Go, 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 go. Keep going. All rebellious spirits, come out in Jesus' name. Come out, come out, come out, all the way out. All rebellion, come out, 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 come all the way out, up and out. All rebellion has to go. All the rebellion spirits have to go in Jesus' name. All the way out, all the way out. Keep going, keep moving. Come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out of there in Jesus' name, all the way out, all the way out. The blood of Jesus, go, 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 come out, move in Jesus' name, go. Pouting spirit, come out, pouting because it didn't go your way. Pouting spirit, you have to go in Jesus' name, all the way out. All that pouting spirit, go. That's a very common spirit. People pout when they don't get their way. Come out, come out, come out, come all the way out, all the way out, up and out, go in Jesus' name. Keep coming out, all the way out, all the way out. Suppressed anger too, come out, all that suppressed anger, that angry spirit, you suppress it, come out, come out, come out, suppressed anger, anger, come out, 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 all the way out. All the way out, the blood of Jesus, come out, anger, suppressed anger, go, in the name of Jesus right now, in the name of Jesus, go, 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 all the way out, all the way out, Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, go. Father, we thank you for this deliverance time we had together tonight. Father, we ask you to seal this deliverance for those who have received some. And we thank you, Lord, that you are our deliverer and you will Help us walk it out, Father. Help us walk it out and keep what we got. In the name of Jesus, we praise you and worship you and bless the listeners tonight that have listened through the program and been here with me tonight. We praise you for each and every one. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. All right, well, we got the newsletter done. So I just want to let you know that the newsletter is done, so we'll be getting that out. And if you'd like to write to us at P.O. Box 50162, Billings, Montana, 50162, Billings, Montana, 59105, 59105, the website, theoasiscommunitychurch.com. And so we appreciate you being here with us tonight again, and the Lord bless you. And we hope to see you back next week. Amen. Night. I think I got it all figured out now. For a while, I thought the music wasn't playing, but I see what happened. Accidentally here somehow, I turned the volume down and I wasn't hearing it. But anyway, that's taken care of now. I know what's going on there. Wasn't necessarily a demonic attack. It was just my own mistake here, but didn't have to happen, but it did. Okay. All right. Well, bless you guys. Appreciate you tuning in, and have a blessed weekend and a blessed week next week as we enter into the second week. It's not the first full week of June, right? But the second week with June in it. And here we go. And Jesus is Lord, and he's on the throne, and he loves you, and there are breakthroughs that will come in your life if you'll believe him for them. I believe you will see the breakthroughs of the Lord if you'll just live in expectation of seeing them. And if there's something you'd like me to preach and teach on, you can always email me and let me know if there's some subject that you need to hear. And I might incorporate it in, and I might not, but I'll certainly pray about it and see. Well, good night now. God bless you. Love you.